Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 232. So today I'm super excited to be joined by Frederick Joy of Arcanis once again. We have had Frederick on the podcast a few times now, originally way back in episode 77. So if you want to hear his origin story, then absolutely go back and have a listen to that. Today we are deep diving more into Arcanis, and which is the company, and how that can help you and your business. Now, Arcanis is very much a specialist vertical. They do hardcore development work in the web dev kind of sector. So, you know, if that is up your alley, then this episode is absolutely for you. If you're not too heavily into web dev, then I still encourage you to listen to this, because there's a lot of learnings about specialized outsourcing suppliers and the opportunities there for you and your business. So a really good episode. And of course, this one is on YouTube as well. We video recorded this, so if you want to see a little bit more color to the conversation, then go and check us out on the YouTube channel. So without further ado, we'll get on with the conversation. If you want any of the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/232. And as always, enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm super excited to be joined by Frederick Joy. Sorry, Fred, of Arcanis. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi there. Again, very good. Thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, great, great. I haven't had my coffee this morning yet. But so thanks so much for joining us. And we have previously interviewed you before on the podcast. And you know, this is really just an episode where we deep dive into Arcanis. This isn't an infomercial, but it's really just to give people a sense of the opportunities in outsourcing for their business, but also the depth of range of services within outsourcing. It's definitely far from just being vanilla and one size fits all. And I think Arcanis, and under your management, is a fantastic example for that. So I suppose, Fred, just thank you for your time. And if you just want to initially introduce yourself and how Arcanis came to be.
Yes, sure. I'm the co-founder of Arcanis. We're two Swiss guys who founded Arcanis in 2010. And previously, we both had, I would say, a background in IT, and for myself in banking as well, for 10 years in Switzerland. And we set up Arcanis in Cebu in 2010. And since last year, we've also opened an office in Manila and have currently about 200 people that are working on various software development projects across the world.
Right. Fantastic. And so you're very much in the tech vertical. You're very much in the coding vertical. What exactly do you do? Because that can be quite esoteric for a lot of people. Are you building websites, or are you providing kind of wholesale staffing solutions for dev firms?
Yeah, so basically we are providing software development talent. So we are in the business of extending existing teams that are onshore with the client, with additional experience or senior resources to accelerate the building of the product of the client. So most of the clients that we have a strong technical lead on their side, so a CTO or senior architect, with a team of one to actually many. So the biggest client we have has around 1,500 developers in-house, and then we help them with about 30 to 40 developers. And then, so it's mostly leads, developers that manage 2 to 5 developers on our side. So it's small groups that work on specific features.
Right, right. And this is getting really sort of far down the rabbit hole for me, but is it pretty much any tech application language I don't even know the words for it.
Yeah, so what we do is mostly web applications. So we're surfing on this, web wave. So we've kind of gone away from what we call the computer software per se, if you want. Mm-hmm. And we work on specifically web technologies. So this includes all the new JavaScript, Node.js, AngularJS, Vue, etc. These technologies, we work still a bit on PHP as well. And then there's a huge part with .NET technologies, Python, and Java that we work with. We don't build, I would say, corporate websites. So we're not an agency, as you mentioned earlier, but we are really hardcore software development based on web technologies.
Right, right. And these are ongoing roles, aren't they? Do you do project roles? You mentioned earlier that you can do a proof of concept, but yeah. What is the typical engagement expectations?
Right. So I would say that it's the same thing as when you want to hire a resource in your own business. You have to train them. You have to pass them knowledge. You have to take care of them. And so that's what happens also with us in outsourcing, is like we help you build a team that will stay on the long term. So we make sure that we have a very low attrition rate that is below 8% last year. So we build that long term team for you. Of course, there might be fluctuations and projects that come in. So we are also pretty quick in increasing or downsizing the team. But I think the mindset you want to have when you outsource some part of your core business at some point, because most of our clients are really software driven, or they're technology companies. So it's heavy on the product they're working on. So they must have this long-term vision actually to work with us. And most clients that have started with us actually never stopped working with us, because it's ongoing projects. We do have projects that we take for certain durations, but that's the minority of the work we do.
Right, right. And is it because obviously, you know, one of the big aspects with working with an outsourced team is that it is remote, but you deal with pretty, as you say, tech heavy companies. Is there a process of getting your clients used to the concept of remote, or would you say that your clients being
I lost you when you asked, is this the concept of my clients being?
Your clients, we get a lot of clients that remote working is a relatively new concept to them. And it takes a little bit of education in getting them used to the remote mm-hmm. concept. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be the case with your ideal clients, or are they already more further down the road with remote working because of the tech and IT?
Yeah, I think most of them, I would say, are familiar with the idea. Some of them have tried already and have failed, or have tried already and succeeded, but they need someone maybe more senior, more mature. And very few of them have never tried, but kind of want to try. But the ones that have never done it and are not interested, I think they're not in our target. When we do outreach, right, it's very difficult to convince them from from a biased point of view, which is us. So they need a lot of education. So the ones that we get are really familiar with outsourcing already. Yeah.
You know, I know this from interacting with clients as well. People need quick wins. And I suppose that's in any respect when they're taking on a new relationship, but also if they're trying outsourcing for the first time. How do you ensure, and how do you recommend that people seek out realistic quick wins? or not quick wins, but assurances of that this model is working?
Yeah. So I think when it comes to working with us, the first thing we do is try really to understand the setup of the client, and then show them as quickly as possible how professional our team can be. So it's we have a very structured way of doing. We have a what we call a project kickoff, and then we try to showcase something that is valuable to the client within the first 2 weeks, within the first sprint. It's not always possible, especially when you start from scratch, but people that are in this industry know that you can't, you know, have an extremely quick win in 2 days in software development. Mm-hmm. It has to take at least 2 weeks to a month to realize that. And I think that's something we're able to do in most cases.
Right. And, you know, I've had a look over your website, and, you know, you actually have an incredible array of case studies, and probably more so than most other suppliers I know. You know, and I encourage people to go and read those and review those. Is there any? Do you have any examples of significant wins or successes that you've had with clients?
Yeah, there's one I think of. It's funnily enough a client I reached out to through our marketing efforts, and he responded that he was interested in looking at a collaboration with us. They went on giving a standard, I would say, school test to one of our devs, they weren't pleased with the results for whatever reason, so we discouraged these school tests, because usually they're not real life tests. We've seen that it doesn't work so well to do interviews. So that's whoever you want to hire for yourself or for other people. It's better to put people in a real life situation. So for a couple months, we didn't speak with them anymore. And then they have tried to hire someone on site in Australia. And they weren't getting, I would say, good enough candidates for what they could pay, because they were a startup, they had limited funds, and then they were competing with the big names out there, lots of banks, lots of tech companies that have deep pockets. Mm-hmm. So they came back to us and they said, okay, this time we'll try with a proof of concept that is well, framed. And they gave it to three or four, I think, other companies. And that was about 2 weeks worth of work. So we took the same guys that had kind of failed, if you want, at the school test, and realized the proof of concept, and which lasted for 2 weeks. And at the end of this test, the guys took some time to analyze it, and then I got an email from the founder saying, "Look, we loved what you guys did. Instead of taking only two devs, I want to take four right now, because you guys did great." And now I think they were amazed by how well it was done and how I think dedicated people were. Now we have about, I think, 12 or 13 people working with these clients. And it's one of our really clients that we have the strongest relationship with, and I think he's expected to arrive in the office anytime today. So he comes like amazing, three, four isn't times it? A year. Yeah.
And I think you know, it's just getting people to really take that first step, isn't it? To sort of take a leap of faith and. Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of downsides, there's a lot of risks, but also there isn't really, because, you know, it's just really giving it a go, and sure, you can waste a bit of time and pay a bit of a salary, but the upsides, if it works out, is really incredible, isn't it? And I think it's educating people not to try and save the extra penny when they're already trying to save 70%, when they're already, you know, saving incredible amounts.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really getting people to take that leap of faith, really. And Fred, I suppose, just is there a way of, you know, it's how long is a piece of string, but what is an indicator of the pricing of your services if people want to compare apples for apples or apples and pears?
Yeah, so the pricing is around 26, 27 US dollars an hour for an experienced to senior developer. So this amounts to around 3,000, 4,300 to 4,500 dollars a month, which is, if you account for all the costs, this is the fully loaded rate, right? So
That's
if you
all in,
account for
isn't
all
it,
the
with the
costs,
account management and the office and
So you're about a third of what you would pay, for example, in Australia, Sydney or Melbourne.
Right. Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you, Fred. And of course, if anyone wants
Thanks,
to
Derek.
reach out, they have your website, which we'll put in the show notes, and there's case studies there. But if they want to reach out and have a chat to you or learn any more, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can email me at fred@arcanis.com, or just give me a call on my phone at +63 917 634 9110.
Amazing. Thank you, Fred.
Oh, thank you very much, Derek.
Okay, that was Frederick Joy of Arcanis. If you want to get in touch with Frederick or know any more about anything we spoke about, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/232. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.